This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. If you haven't done so yet, please check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Are you tired of cookie-cutter marketing that doesn't resonate with your customers? Brian and Kim at Shop Marketing Pros understand. They were shop owners themselves. They offer comprehensive marketing solutions to help build your brand and attract new customers. Items such as social media management, targeted advertising, content marketing, search engine optimization, and website design. Shop Marketing Pros, let's grow your business together. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. Well, hey, everybody, I got an interesting treat for you today. This is a topic that's been coming up quite a bit recently, where people have talked about culture and team building exercises. And probably one of the neatest team building exercises or group exercises that I know of comes from one of our own, from Coach Al and his shop. So I invited him along today to talk about that. And you brought somebody else along with you, Al. Do you want to introduce?
Yeah, I'd love to, Chris. I'm glad to be here. Kevin is my service manager. He makes it possible for me to do things besides being the shop day to day. And he's been with me for about 5 years now, has a background in education. And it's like many of us that have entered the field because it just is a great way of combining all our skills and allowing us to make some money in the process. So anyway, I'll introduce you to Kevin.
Thanks for having me. So it's good to be here.
Thanks for taking time. I know you're busy. You got a busy shop going on today. I appreciate both of you being able to join us for this. So the question is like culture and team building exercises. Kevin, do you want to talk a little bit about the culture in your shop and anything you do like day to day to work on that, foster it, et cetera?
I feel we've got a really strong chemistry here at our shop. Everyone seems to get along. We don't have anybody that is just negative day in and day out. We actually do a good job of picking each other up if someone's having a bad day. We all understand it's human. People have bad days, people have good days, and we just help each other get through. There's no little cliques, you know, there's companies where one little group of people and they just stick to each other and outcast everyone else or whatever the case is. But here we all get along well. We're usually laughing a little bit every single day. If you're not laughing, you're not having fun. If you're not having fun, it's makes it a rough day, day in and day out.
So when you hire anybody, is there anything you do specifically during the process to hire to the culture you want?
Not particularly. Kind of read people. I know Al and I have both kind of cracked some lighthearted jokes in an interview, if it's going well, to kind of see if they've got a sense of humor that kind of fits in, and as well as if they can relax and know it's okay to laugh too. So, but the interview process, pretty much we're trying to find more of a skill set first and then see if they can work in, because we know people get nervous in an interview and they may not break down their shell as quick as others will.
Anything you want to add to that, Al, or something maybe that you look for that Kevin doesn't?
First of all, we don't do an interview like a lot of people consider you doing an interview. We don't pull them in the office, sit down and quiz them for 10 minutes and send them away. We're taking them out to a meal. We're going to dinner. We may even have a drink. Not that everything's about drinking, but you know, just to get them to relax, get them to learn a little bit about us and to get a good feel for them. After we finish the interview, Kevin and I will sit down and talk about, sure, do they have the skills? Are they going to be able to fix cars if they're a technician, or are they going to be trainable if they're a technician that's growing still and needs some help? And then we talk extensively about how they're going to fit, and even talk to the guys or gals in the shop and say, hey, here's where we're interviewing. Here's where we think some of the strong strengths and weaknesses are, and make sure it's a good overall fit before we do make the final job offer. Sometimes we'll even bring a tech along to make sure that the person we're interviewing is that person that's going to be a good fit, and their mechanical knowledge is to the point where we can mold it and mature it to what we need.
Before we get into the camping trip, are there any other events that you do through the year that you do, like team building? Or is there stuff during weekly, monthly, or quarterly? Or tell me about some of that.
Well, and a lot of it, the employees kind of do themselves, which is fantastic. But we've done axe throwing. We do a Christmas party every year, which is designed to be just a great time to go away. And we'll spend quite a bit of time building up on it, you know, giving away prizes. This year, we had a wheel to spin to give them different prizes there. And just to make it a great event for the employees, we've decided 4 or 5 years ago that everybody enjoys doing it at my house, which is a little bit extra work. But on the other hand, the employees really enjoy it. And I think the one we did this last Christmas ended up being a 6-hour event. So it was the employees get there. They have a lot of fun. It's my time to thank them for doing what they do and allow them to bond together in a way that they may not always do in a shop.
So, Kevin, did you have, when you were like a service advisor, kind of working your way up, did you have a favorite event then? And then is it different now that you're in the position you're in?
Probably back then, I looked more forward to the camping trip. In this position, I actually like the Christmas party because I get to tag along with Al and go help pick out all the cool stuff for prizes and gifts and things. So it's weird because I look forward to that more than the actual party itself because it's kind of like a kid in a candy store. We pick them out, not necessarily random. We kind of gear stuff towards each tech's personality. You know, hey, I think they would probably like this and go that route instead of just a bunch of completely random items. But I definitely look forward to that part more. But the camping trip is a very close second.
So you guys buy like personal items tailored to each technician or each person that's there for the Christmas party?
What we basically do is we have a budget this year. I think it was around $500 per person. We go through Costco, go through Amazon. I think we did a handful of different things and we look for things that we're like, oh, you know what? You know who would really love this? And we buy it. Now, sometimes, and they get to go pick out a gift. So we drew a number system where they each get a number through 1 through 14, the number of employees we have. And the person with the number 1 gets to go down and first pick through all the gifts that are unwrapped and they get to decide what they want. We try to keep it down to 10 minutes, but boy, some of them is like nudging them along like, oh, this is so cool, but this is cool and so on. But while we're picking gifts, we're literally talking back and forth going, you know who would really love this? And there's been a couple of times where at the end of the day, we knew that the weight set, for example, a year ago was going to go one direction, or we know our employees well enough to have a good idea what they really want. We listen very carefully about things they're going, oh, you know, it'd be really cool to get there. And we kind of listen to customize the gifts to make sure it's what's going to make them excited and make them happy. And then at the end of the day, we say, hey, listen, we have receipts and all this. If you got something that you're not thrilled about, or you thought about it overnight and you're going, hell, you know, I wish I would, then we'll give them their gift certificate or they can get the money that they would have got to go get something else.
So you do it kind of like in a Dirty Santa style, even you kind of have people in mind, but you do it Dirty Santa style. So this is why I like the conversation, because I hadn't even thought about this and we didn't talk about this beforehand. But if you're spending up to $500 an employee, 14 employees, that's not an insignificant amount of money. Like you're looking $6,000 to $7,000 in gifts for your staff. So first, how do you decide to spend that money? And then I guess, do you have like a savings account you put that in all year, or do you just kind of set that aside, or what does that look like?
It's part of, in my estimation, what the costs are of running a shop and really showing your employees you appreciate them. We've talked before that, in my estimation, it's way more important to retain great employees than it is to say, I'm going to go out and find great employees and grow great employees. So part of that for me is that we want to reward them in a way that they know that they're going to be appreciated and that they're part of our family.
So you spend like, let's say upwards of $7,000 on gifts. Like what else are you spending on the food? Is it catered, then alcohol? Like what's the total in there that you're looking
at? This year we had a spinning wheel. I think the top prize was $200 cash. And then on top of that, it is catered and there is plenty of alcohol there. And my employees never cease to amaze me at how much they can drink. And towards the end of the evening, we're starting to remind people that they do have to still drive home. And, you know, in fact, I think this year we had employees that we kept for a couple extra hours just playing pool and doing some other things just because of the fact that we needed the alcohol to wear thin. But, you know, they're at the end of the day, they're normally pretty responsible. And I think they respect the fact that we have to remind that they have to control the alcohol. But it's probably by the time it's done $9,000 or $10,000. And that's just one of those things that we budget in and plan every year.
And this is one of those things that as shop owners, if you're charging correctly and doing a great job for your customers, you can afford to do this. Because I know there's probably a lot of people that about choked when you said $500 a gift. And they're like, oh my gosh, I would never, or I don't have, or all the obstacles and the reason why they can't do it. But really, if you run a great shop and you're charging correctly and you're keeping your customers happy, then you can do this too. This should be a goal for everybody, right? For stuff like that. So do you do Christmas bonuses on top of that?
We don't per se. So yeah, the party kind of and the prizes there seem to be, we designed that to be their Christmas bonus just because it was more than just saying, here's a check, now go home.
And so the cash wheel, does everybody get to spin or how does that work? Because I haven't heard of that.
Everybody gets to spin and it's just an added thing to give them some fun money that they go home with. And it's the least you could get was 50. The most you get was 200. Nobody was going to get rich off of it. But on the other hand, you know, everybody was really excited about it and ooing and aahing as they all went through the process of spinning the wheel and me walking over there with a bunch of 50s and ones handing out cash.
No, that's pretty cool. I got to figure out how to angle for an invitation to this year's Christmas party. If nothing else, Kimberly and I can come and we'll just sit back and watch and laugh at everybody.
We'd love to have you.
It'll be fun doing that too.
Yeah. We won't record anything though. We'll just take notes.
Thank you.
So that's that. And I think that's great. Before we move into the camping trip, is there anything else you do throughout the year, like something similar to that? Or is that, and I don't want to say is that it because it's huge, but is there anything else? I don't want to leave anything else out.
Well, I think the last one that Kevin organized was the axe throwing event. And so but those are the kind of things that the company's really not doing. I think the axe throwing one, I bought a couple of guys a couple of drinks. And other than that, everybody paid for their own way and just everybody got together, had a great time. And then I think they may have even gone over to somebody's house afterwards. I ended up with a tighter schedule than I would like. And so I didn't get to join them for the after party after throwing axes for a couple hours. But that's just another one of those things that kind of was impromptu that came together just because my employees enjoy each other.
And so, Kevin, was that just something you guys were talking about and saying, hey, you guys want to go throw axes this weekend? Or how did you do that?
Yeah, we've kind of rotated. It's been a little longer, but for about 18 months, it was about every 3 to 4 months, somebody organized something. Started off with one of our techs and his wife set up a bowling event and it was near their house. So we showed up, we went bowling, and then after we went to their house for a couple hours just to hang out. The axe throwing was an idea that myself and my wife had brought up. So we met down and then we actually ordered some pizzas and went back to my house for a little bit. Most people showed up for that. I mean, we had another tech who organized a Topgolf outing. Again, it's something everyone comes in. Sometimes it's one big lump sum pay and you just pay the person that organized it. Sometimes you walk in and pay as you go, but it's just something that we all kind of take turns and it just keeps everyone accountable. Everyone realizes outside of work, sometimes you got a different personality than inside of work and it's fun to hang out outside of those normal Monday through Friday work days.
Ah, that's pretty cool. I like that. So let's get into the camping trip. Can you tell me how the camping trip got started? How many years have you been doing it? And then like any preparation work, and then the actual trip?
I started it the first year I bought the shop, which was now almost 11 years ago. We're sitting there talking with the group of employees we had then, and admittedly, it wasn't the same talent level I have currently. And we were going back and forth about what we did and like to do in the summer. And some of the employees said, you know what we'd love to do is we'd love to join you on one of your camping trips. I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah, we could try that. And went home and told Stephanie that we were looking at doing this. And she gave me this look like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And it turned out to be a lot of fun. And so it has grown every year. Now we use one of the state parks and we've done it before where we've got a group camping site where we're kind of all kind of clustered together in the group. And so now we go on the morning that you can rent or buy these sites or rent these sites. We plan it so far in advance that we can be on there and get the 7 or whatever sites we need to book together. And then we literally shut down early on a Friday night and everybody goes out and we provide all the food. And once again, all the alcohol. The last handful of years have been at a place that allows boating. I have a boat and 2 other employees have boats. And then I've over the years have invited one of my sons and brought him along and let the company pay for his gas. And he goes along to help entertain. And so he's, even though he's not a full-time employee or anything like that, he goes along and helps to make sure we have plenty of capacity for boating and everything else. And it literally just turns into a weekend where everybody's relaxed. We used to go out for a dinner as part of the group and the employees pulled me aside and said, hey, listen, we don't want to go out for a dinner. Let's just all stay here and we just have such a great time together that we don't need to go to a restaurant. Let's just hang out here and eat and drink and have a great time. So it literally is a 48-hour party for all my employees. And, you know, it's the nice thing about it is it's they're in a campground. And so while we've not always been the most popular campers in the campground with some of my employees holding it over till the wee hours of the morning, but with a little coaching, we can usually keep them in line and they have a phenomenal time.
So is this just employees only or employees and spouses and children? Like who gets to come and who doesn't?
The goal is that we're a family. Okay. We're a family as a shop. We want the family to be there. Now, you know, we have to remind them that there's kids present, but they do a pretty good job. And, you know, the kids end up getting to bed at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And sometimes it gets a little bit rowdier at that point. But nonetheless, it is everybody's invited. We're going to provide all the, you know, we've had lobster tails, we've had steaks, we've had all kinds of food and drinks. And we provide everything that they need for the entire family.
Price wise, does it cost about the same as the Christmas trip? A little bit less? Like, where do you end up with that?
Fortunately for the company, it's quite a bit cheaper. I mean, it's still not cheap because we're paying a bunch of fuel and a bunch of campsites and food and alcohol again. But still, this is probably more like a $3,000 event, you know, versus 9 or 10.
Okay. So if we got family members, we're talking 30 people more, 30, 40 people with kids and everybody else there? So that takes me back to my original question. Have you ever had to tape anybody to a tree or lock them in a camper because things have gotten out of hand?
Well, it definitely gets lively. And I did have to apologize to a fellow camper, the last one, because she came out at about 6 o'clock in the morning and decided that she was going to give me a piece of her mind about the noise level. And we normally can book a whole group so that there's nobody really close to us. And I'd rather waste a campsite or two to minimize the interference with others. But this, that one year, as I went in and booked, I was like, oh my gosh, there's one person right in the middle of us. Oh, I hope that they're understanding. And, you know, even though I wanted to be less than polite when she was screaming at me, I thought, you know what? She's got a point. And so I later pulled her husband aside and said, hey, listen, you know, we're here trying to have a good time. I'm sorry that, you know, you were in a tent trailer and it was a little loud. And yeah, it was not ideal. And they had a special needs child that I guess it was having trouble sleeping. And so anyway, it was one of those moments where I was like, gosh, guys, if you could have gone to bed before 4, it would have been a little bit better. But yeah, nonetheless, the next night was they were all much better and they were much more considerate. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. Hey, hopefully they understood and everybody kind of moved on and everything. What time of year do you do the camping trip? Is it the same like weekend every year, same month? Like, how do you do that?
No, because one of the things we do with any of these is we literally go around and do a survey with all the employees. We start off with us as a management team saying, okay, when are we available? We go around and say, okay, these are the 4 weeks that I can make it with Kevin and Brett and so on. And then we literally try to survey everybody to come up with a weekend that works. Everybody knows that there's going to be the event in either December or January for Christmas, and there's going to be the event in usually August or September in the summer. Since it's a boating trip, we want to try to get to the point where it's as warm as possible and not go so late in the year that it gets chilly. And we try to work it so that everybody has the capability to go. And if there isn't, that out of 14 employees, maybe one can't go. But ideally, we try to do it when every employee can do it. So it's a different weekend every year.
Okay. And then, so do you have it set for this year yet?
We do. I think it's the third week of August.
Yeah.
So we're already booked. And hey, you want to come join us? There'll be plenty of food and alcohol. So
there we are. Third week in August. Somebody's getting married around that. Like the fourth week in August. The week before.
It is. I was reminded many times that I'm pushing this awful close, but that was the weekend everybody could go. So it was a price that we had to pay to be able to do it. And so we'll be recovering from a group camping trip to roll into a wedding. But hey, that's life.
There you go. Such is life. I think it'll be all right. So, Kevin, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that? Any of that? Any other thoughts or anything?
The one thing that these events, I can't stress enough. I know in the past as a younger kid working at the different jobs I've had, you know, you almost grow animosity towards certain people just because it's like, that's the same grumpy guy day in and day out. So heaven forbid you would ever think about hanging out with them outside of work. And this kind of proves... Even a tech that's no longer here, but one of the first camping trips, I was like, yeah, he just always was negative at work a lot. But then all of a sudden you hang out on a weekend when there's no work involved. You're like, that's a pretty cool guy. So it just allows you to see people in a different light, get to see them outside of work. You see them as who they are, what they enjoy. They're having a good time. And all of a sudden you realize, and it actually helps when you go in, you now see how they really are. And then when there's something to do at work or you need to address something, it's almost easier to do. I mean, really, it does bring everybody together. So
that's good. I mean, there's so many shop owners out there. And honestly, listening to how you do it, I'm kind of ashamed of myself for the way that we did it when we had our shop. We could have done a much better job of team building and then going above and beyond for the Christmas party, things like that. So shame on you, Chris. Al, do you have any final thoughts or anything else you want to add?
I just think it's one of the many ways that as shop owners, we need to invest in our employees and build the employees we have to the point where they feel appreciated. They go above and beyond for us. And, you know, we need to do the little extra things for them.
Well, and two, something I just thought of, and here I am trying to do closing comments. Man, recruiting, when you're talking to people and they're out talking to technicians and other employees, I would think that that would be an interesting topic to bring up. Somebody says, hey, we have this really cool Christmas party every year. We also have this really cool camping trip every year.
It's in my ad. It's in every interview I do. I want them to know that it is not just a job. It's not some place where they're going to come in and nobody's going to ever appreciate what they're doing or show them any kind of thankfulness.
That's really good. You guys have a great shop. I need to get up to the Denver area and visit you guys. It's been a while since I've been there. I think maybe a year. But yeah, that's great. Thanks for being on today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for telling your story. There are people that have been asking about it. So this will go out and a lot of people listen and probably have questions. Maybe we'll gather some questions and do a follow-up video at some point or podcast in the future. But again, thank you guys so much for being here. I know you guys are very busy. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, everybody.
A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who ensures this show is accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European or diesel repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, everybody, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.